Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gauche.
And look, Ty, today we are having to say goodbye to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing.
Well, talk about cold open.
Very cold open. So look, Tig, we've had the podcast for 3 years, and when we launched the show 3 years ago, the main purpose was to prove that our strategies could work for our own show.
And needless to say, we've done that, and it's been a hell of a ride the past 3 years. I mean, we started off growing month over month, every single month. A big piece of when we started this podcast was really putting our money where our mouth is when it comes to the concept of the show actually being truly unique and marketable in its space. And we did that. This is always something we bang on about, having a unique format. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that. For us, we went beyond the typical weekly interview or just another podcast about podcasting, because we had a 3 times a week bite-sized solo podcast where on Mondays, we got a successful podcaster, so someone 10,000 downloads a month and above or doing it full time, to share a voice note of what they learned and then reverse engineered it for listeners to have some takeaways. That was a very unique format at the time. No one else was doing, not guest interviews, but voice notes from successful podcasters.
Mm. And people loved it.
People loved it. And we kept it up for a long time. Eventually, we started to run out of podcasters that were successful. I think that was a good year and a half in, we managed to keep that up.
Yeah, you know what it is? I think what it was for that particular format, it was less about running out of people to get on the show. It was more about, honestly, the operations of actually getting people to send the voice note in, get it all like handled. It was actually more so the operation side rather than finding people.
Oh yeah. And then after that, we switched to the old roast the show format. Shout out. That's a throwback. If you're listening right now and you were a guest on Roast the Show, you listened, then that's a real relic, because that one didn't last as long, because truthfully, it was an experiment that we had a load of fun with, invited listeners on air, roasted, quote unquote, although we were way too nice to roast, their podcast, gave some insights, and the aim was that listeners could kind of see how we think. It worked, but the retention wasn't great.
Yeah, we stopped the format because whilst it was great to demonstrate our coaching skills and helping the listeners solve their problem in regard to the listeners we're coaching, because advice was so personalized and so contextual to the podcast that we were roasting, it wasn't always universally applicable or attractive to the general listeners. And again, there's a lesson in there of making sure that when you are creating your content, you're always thinking about the listeners in mind. You're always thinking about the audience you want to attract and how contextually will they receive that piece of content. So we learned that lesson and then we moved on.
And we moved on 3 times a week, more recently 2 times a week, solo episodes, always fronted by me and Anthony, delivering for you insights on why your podcast isn't growing and how you can turn it around.
3 years ago when we launched a show, the initial goal was really to prove our strategies worked as far as growing our own show and building niche fame, if you want to call it that.
Throughout that time, another putting our money where our mouth is moment is we also ranked on page one of Apple and Spotify for many search terms such as how to grow a podcast, podcast growth, etc. All the things that we tell you listening to do to grow your own show. And we really noticed the rewards from that ourselves, gaining lots of new listeners, having lots of people reach out, even listening to the show, becoming fans, even becoming clients, saying they found us because they were searching for shows like ours on Apple and Spotify.
So what came as a side benefit, like Tug mentioned, is the fact we had listeners reaching out to us, inquiring to work with us one-on-one. And as a result, we actually were able to scale our coaching business even further. We had a lot more people showing up to calls who weren't complete strangers and us trying to convince them to join our program. But these were listeners who were actually warmed up, like me and Tig, and then of course in terms of them wanting to work with us, it was an easy quote unquote sale. Like, it was just a nice, good alignment, and it made a ton of sense.
And of course, our program, the Get More Listeners Academy, our personalized growth and monetization program for podcasters, has flourished as a result of us having Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. And really, like Anthony said, the last part, the monetization that we experienced from it and the ability for us to attract more clients to our own business and our own program as a result of our show, wasn't something we started with. Now, if you listen to our last episode where we talked about our biggest lessons in business and podcasting from the last 6 years, you'll know that back in 2023, when we started this podcast, we hadn't quite made the link between growing a podcast and monetization. But by now, because we've seen the results for ourselves, we've landed many clients through our podcast, our perspective has shifted a lot. And that's really shown in our client results as well. I mean, you know, just a handful over the years. We've helped Laura, a communication coach, use her podcast to make over $100,000 last year.
Clients like Bree, who's made tens of thousands of dollars from her podcast after being stuck with slow and steady growth for years.
Kyle and John, who have one of the leading podcasts for Canadian high-income earners and now have over $1 million pipeline from podcast listeners.
Megan and Todd, who are in the photography niche, who were able to generate over $20,000 in a single month from their niche show.
Martin, with another niche podcast for actors, was able to grow past 5,000 monthly downloads and generate over $30,000 in a month with his coaching program.
And Bria, who was targeting women within the health and menopause phase, and she was able to launch a new coaching program and earn $20,000 in a single month from her show.
And these are just a small handful of examples across many different niches. The point is, we've seen something, the way we've been able to serve podcasters and also the way our own podcast has worked for us, has taken a whole new life to what we thought was possible back when we started this show back in 2023.
And it's got us to the point now where we do have the right systems and processes in place to help business owners, experts, to be able to scale their brand authority, but not just do that as a vanity metric, but actually tie that to driving more ROI for the business, actually growing the business in a way that feels authentic and aligned to them. I know that all the clients we mentioned, they wanted to be able to grow and scale the coaching business without constantly posting on social media in a way that felt authentic. And now they were able to actually accomplish that.
So with all these factors building as to how our business, how the way we help podcasters and most importantly, business owners with podcasters has shifted over the years since the formation of Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, there's one more final piece that's going to bring us to the reason we're ending this show. Me and Anthony are quite lucky and quite fortunate as we have through the years, we've had an associate, a contact in the podcasting space who has access to the live database of all podcasters, existing, active, inactive shows, the works. And so every year we've observed the exact number of active podcasts compared to like just podcasts that quit. And those numbers are public, but what we've also had is the active number of podcasts who are specifically topic-focused, education-based shows, the type of podcasters that we've now learned that we serve best.
The podcasters aren't just yapping all day about nothing. That's probably too harsh. But yeah, and I think the funny thing is, obviously, it's not quite funny, but what we've observed in terms of the trend, drum roll, is the trend going up as far as the number of education-based podcasters, or is the number going down?
The number has gone down very, very, very significantly over the years. And we've seen that there's way less podcasters still doing this that have the opportunity to monetize in the way we mentioned through getting clients and opportunities for their business, which is crazy to us because also there could never be a better time to be doing this. I mean, you go on social media right now and you just don't know what's real and what's not because AI is everywhere. Everything is robotic. Content sounds the same. It's so easy for people to make content and it's so easy for systems to just churn out like a disgusting amount of content. The podcasting is one of the only mediums left where it's easy to have that trust and it actually feels authentic.
And look, if you're noticing this already in your day-to-day when you open up LinkedIn or whatever social media platform you use, AI has only been about for the last really actively public facing for the last maybe 5 years, if that. Like things aren't going to get better, unfortunately. And it's not to make things sound like all doom and gloom. But if we're able to see the shifts in the marketplace, if we're able to see how more and more content is being created by AI, and is only going to be more and more content created by AI, it's more important now than ever that you as an individual have a way to actually stand out in the marketplace. And of course, a podcast is a great way to do that. But most business owners who don't have a podcast aren't even aware that that's an opportunity for them.
Which brings us to our announcement and why at this point in 2026, we felt it was the right time to actually expand how we reach people with our podcast and with our own content. Given that we've been able to help business owners use a podcast to bring in clients, build trust, and attract more opportunities into their business.
In a way that feels genuinely authentic to who they are and not just AI slob.
And doesn't need to be on social media 24/7. But the number of people that already know about this and have a podcast is dwindling, we felt it was the right time to shift who our content is for and where it meets people in the journey, to be able to speak to people that don't yet know about the power of podcasting, mm-hmm. and be able to help the coaches, the experts, the consultants that could really do with a podcast, don't like being on social media, want to be more authentic, don't want to be a slave to the algorithm, but actually just want to have a way of marketing themselves where they just get to talk and share their stories and their insights and build our authority that way. We want to help more of those people with this amazing opportunity that, like we said, from where we're standing, is only getting better, even though more podcasters quit.
And of course, that brings us to a brick wall that we face, a massive challenge, which is how this current podcast is essentially positioned is for existing podcasters, business owners and experts who already have a show, who are already aware of the power of podcasting. You might not be tapping into its full potential, but you wouldn't be podcasting if you didn't already know how great it is. But what it does mean is if the number of individuals who are business owners, experts with shows is dwindling and slowing down, you get to a certain point where you're capped by the amount of people you can actually reach and help make an impact through podcasting. We're having to take a step in a direction where we can speak to more of the business owners and experts and reach a wider market to introduce them to podcasting and to get the number trending up in the right way, given that the current climate of the online content space is a bunch of fluffy nonsense. We're trying to counteract that with actually more people creating genuine content through, and what our opinion is the best way to do that, which is podcasting. So look, what that means for you, if you've been tuning into why your podcast isn't growing, it means the podcast is coming to an end as far as this current version of how me and Tiger is showing up on this particular show.
But it doesn't mean you'll never hear us again. We're simply moving house.
That's right. We're moving houses. So we're not saying, hey, we see what's going on with AI Slob, but now I'm going to quit our podcast, because it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. You believe in podcasting, but you're going to quit your podcast. We're stopping this current show. And I guess you could say we're quitting the podcast, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I don't like that framing, but I can see that the argument for it. And we're starting a different podcast and a different show in order to introduce, again, more business owners, more experts who are looking to scale their businesses through an authentic channel, podcasting, and sharing that again on a new podcast we're launching.
So look, if you're listening right now, still, you're probably thinking something like,
what the fuck, guys? Like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is some bullshit.
And maybe after that, you might then ask the question, well, what now?
There are three ways you can keep in touch and enter into our world and actually still learn from us, still grow from the things that we're learning, because we're constantly challenging ourselves and learning new things, and we're sharing in different mediums.
So one of those ways is, of course, we're not stopping podcasting. We're simply starting a new podcast for the reasons we mentioned. It doesn't make sense to keep the same name and the same positioning, even though there'll be huge overlaps in the content. So the new show is specifically for coaches, consultants, and experts doing over $30,000 a month in their business who are now at the point where they feel the need to build their authority, to expand their reach, mm-hmm. and to really have a marketing channel that brings them more opportunities and clients without social media or relying on referrals.
Simply put, you're very clear that in this new age of AI content, you need to build a personal brand, and you're also very clear that a podcast is a fantastic option for you.
So if you'd like to listen to that show, the link will be in the show notes. Ooh, what's the name going to be? You can find out. The link's down below.
Keeping that loop open.
So that's one way you can stay in our world. Now, another way is we're finally on YouTube. Who would have thought, after probably about a good 10 episodes over the years saying, look, everyone's saying you need to be on YouTube. You don't. You still don't.
But the truth of the matter is, we've never been opposed to being on YouTube. The issue that we've always had was with podcasters, experts, business owners who are currently overwhelmed, don't have capacity, don't have the time, and don't have the team or the infrastructure to add YouTube as part of their strategy. Now, if you don't have the time, the capacity, the infrastructure to add YouTube, which is an already complex channel, onto your already filled bucket, it's a recipe for disaster. But if you do have the team, the time, the resources, then again, we've always said go for it, absolutely.
And that's why for me and Anthony, now is the right time for us to personally start YouTube. There was previous years where we thought about it and realized that we weren't ready. It didn't make sense for us.
But the biggest difference now for us is the fact that, number one, we have more capacity.
Number two, we're living together under the same roof, which makes recording content on video a lot easier.
So much easier. So those two components are the reason why we feel ready and actually have the capacity to take on YouTube. And of course, you can find the link to the channel down below.
And this isn't just the podcast on YouTube as well. We're also making some extra videos that work visually. And again, something we've always gone on about with the video is it doesn't always work to just take an audio podcast and bang it on YouTube or vice versa. Mm-hmm. The platforms have different ways of working. So we're also creating some extra content for YouTube that's particularly visual. So if you're into slideshows or if you want to see what me and Anthony's drawing skills is like and presenting, then go check out the YouTube channel, which is also down below. Now, there's one final way you can stay in our world, our ecosystem, and learning from us about growing and monetizing your podcast. And many people listening right now are already here, but we want to make sure that you know.
So look, I'm sending multiple emails every single week, still sharing how to grow and scale your business through podcasting. I'm also sharing what we call these private, exclusive, hyper, super secret Loom videos, where I just break down some of the lessons, the principles, the key mistakes I'm seeing business owners make with podcasts that's slowing them down for faster growth, the misunderstanding, the new mental models you need to adopt if you want to scale your podcast even further. And again, those are really exclusive looms that, like, I'm doing raw takes. This isn't like some crazy fancy production. You might catch me on a Friday night having a rant. You might catch me on a Wednesday morning sharing a key principle that I learned after speaking to a 70-year-old podcaster who's struggling to grow. Who knows?
Already, we've been living together for a few weeks in Lisbon. And the amount of times I've walked into Anthony's room at the most random times of day or night, which actually sounds a bit strange as it is.
Yapping away about growing podcasts.
Exactly, yeah.
And right now, you get the front row seat of getting an insight of all the things we're learning day by day, week by week, to make sure you keep ahead. The email is the first place I send this piece of content. So you're in real time learning, growing, adapting, and becoming aware of all the blind spots currently stopping you from growing even further.
So look, the link to, and this is funny because now I'm going to say a call to action that I've always slated for years, join our email list. The link to do that is down below. But of course, I couldn't be doing that without an incentive. So Anthony, what's in the private video vault that anyone who signs up down below can expect to receive within the first 24 hours?
So look, when you join, here are three videos you're going to get access to straight away. The number one action that you need to stop taking because of screwing up your chances of growing and monetizing. How to actually be found by new listeners every single day by optimizing your show for podcast SEO. And I actually walk you through exactly how podcast SEO works in principle. And finally, why you should always be wary of any business or company who's offering you rev share as an offer to help you grow and monetize your show.
So those are the three ways you can stay with us, keep learning, and keep on board with us to grow and monetize your podcast even further. Number one, we've got a new podcast. The link is down below. Number two, we've got a YouTube channel where we're publishing videos specifically for YouTube. The link is down below. And number three, you can receive our emails where Anthony sends private Loom videos, which is completely just off the cuff, sharing in real time the biggest insights from the week on growth and monetization. And that is the future of where we're going, as why your podcast isn't growing, the podcast comes to an end.
So look, it's been an absolute pleasure running this show for the last 3 years. If you're tuning in right now, we want to let you know that honestly, for you, the hard work you've been putting in, it is worth it. It's going to be worth it. Keep going. Don't quit the show. And know that you are sitting on a golden opportunity moving into the AI era.
Absolutely. Like we said, there's a reason we really feel the need to tell more people about it, because podcasters couldn't be in a better spot. You couldn't have more of a front row seat for the way the online world was going right now. So remember that. And if you love doing the show, keep going. You've got this. It's been an amazing journey over the years, and we are so grateful for you listening right now, for having been on this journey with us, for listening to us talk about podcast growth until, frankly, we get sick of it sometimes. And then we come up with stories. You listen to our characters. You listen to us interview people. You listen to voice notes from other successful podcasters. You listen to me and Anthony go on rants, tell stories, do deep dives, share secrets. It's been a hell of a ride. And we sincerely are grateful for your time with us.
And finally, we hope we've helped you accomplish what we set out to, which is giving you clarity on all the reasons why your podcast isn't growing and the simple steps that you can take in order to grow and monetize your show much faster.
Beautiful. Love from Ty
and Anthony.